the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
DM Deep Dive time, part of the show where we see what you are saying to us behind the scenes.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Lindsay is asking, since Roxy is getting older, Roz, have you thought about what it'll be like when she starts dating? Will you be the tough dad or the stay quiet and stay out of it dad? And Mocha, how do you think Jenna will be with Cruz?
I haven't thought about it too much other than, and I have a different opinion than other people, but I think that when you become a dad, especially a dad to, you know, a daughter, I want her to have wonderful love in her life. I want her to experience dating. I want her to have her heart broken. I want her to go through all of that, because I think that that's part of growing. And when you're years older, all of those sort of little things is, you know, what makes a good part of you, right? Yep. And so I don't have this thing of like, nobody's ever going to date my daughter. I've never had that. I think that the key to being, you know, a healthy, well-rounded, loving adult is to have healthy, well-rounded, loving relationships. And I want her to have all those things. I don't want her to have all those things at 14, where you then make the mistakes that I started to make, which was at 14 starting to think that things are forever,
sure,
right? Or that this is how everything is, where you're so short-sighted in the moment, which is hard when you're 14. The first time you fall in love, you're like, oh my God, this is it. I'm never going to feel a love like this. This is what, you know, that's how you feel. But, you know, I hope that she takes that those experiences for what they are and sort of moves past them or tries to figure them out and turn them into something else and grow together, whatever it is. But no, I do not have a thing of like, I'm not the mean dad of where I'm like, don't date my daughter.
Or else.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like I just don't have that. I want her to be safe and I want her to have a good time and I want her to feel good about herself 100% of the time.
Yeah. And I think Jenna's the same way.
And if that's not happening, that's when I step in.
When it comes to Cruz, like, you know, obviously be respectful, have fun, be safe.
Yeah.
You know, just surround yourself with good people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And there is differences between, you know, boys and girls, right? Which is, somebody had said it to me years ago, and because they had a son and a daughter, but they had told me, she's like, the difference between having a son and a daughter is that when you have a son, you only have to worry about one penis. Mm-hmm. When you have a daughter, you have to worry about all the penises.
Yeah. Oh, damn, that's a good one. Jeez. What are the DMs we got today, Maria?
Missy says, if you could name your brain, what would you name it?
Well, Maury's would obviously be Cricket.
Good one. What would you name your brain, Maria?
Come on, Maury.
I was going to say Mush.
Okay.
Oh! Mush. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mush.
What about you, Maria?
I would name mine Energy.
It's kind of a dumb name.
Why? Because I have a lot of energy.
Big
and,
brain
you know,
energy.
There's a lot going up there.
But like Speedy or like...
Okay, fine. Speedy.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Cheesecake?
Yeah. I'm going to say Tick.
Tick.
T-H-I-C-C.
Oh, could you imagine? You know what I want to see? I want to see the reality show with Tick, Speedy, and Mush on a road trip. I'd watch that.
Oh, no. What would yours?
I don't know.
What would yours be?
My brain?
Yeah, if you had to name your brain.
I
like Rick?
Rusty.
My brain is just Roz. It's just good. Roz. Like, that's just
you
all it is.
Said?
What?
Rusty.
What's that mean?
Because it's old and rusty.
Oh. Yeah,
clank. The gears are turning, you know?
Clank.
Just need some oil.
Clank.
Clank?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. It's a stupid question. Mocha, you?
If I had to name my brain.
Yeah.
Happy?
Happy.
Yeah. I'm always happy.
Yeah. I mean, that's, happy's a name that you give for like a dog or a
Oh.
Right?
That's, oh my God. Let's just move on to the next DM then, please.
Vanessa says, do you think working in the morning radio ages you due to your sleep schedule? Mocha, Roz, and especially Maury look and sound like they've aged a lot.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yo, what?
Yeah.
But they said especially Maury.
Yeah.
I actually don't think I have.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, I think I look great. I see myself in the mirror every day when I'm putting 800 products on my face.
Starving yourself to death.
Yeah.
Listen, okay.
It's a tough life. It's a hard life.
Saying that somebody has aged a lot, like you have to understand that we've been doing this show for 15 years, right? So for me, like at 35, when you're a man, the noticeable amount of aging you do between 35 and 49 is the most noticeable aging you're probably going to do until you hit like 60 to like 75. No matter the profession.
Yeah.
Yes, I look older than I did when I was 35. Shut up, Maury. Son of a bitch.
Apparently, so do you.
Right? Mocha still claims that he has no gray in his beard, though.
I got like one or two.
Yeah.
Roz has enough gray for all of us.
Shut up.
Maury, could we just go back to what Vanessa said? Especially Maury?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm just defending myself.
No, I would say that Maury, you don't so much, I wouldn't say you look old because like you don't have the gray or anything like that. I would say that you look used.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good way to put it, I guess.
Does that make more sense? Does that track with you at all, Maury?
Sure.
Right?
More is used. Damn, bro. Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you're sending in. Keep them coming in because we love chatting about them every day on the show. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
DM Deep Dive time. Part of the show where we see what you are saying to us in the DMs.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Mark's asking, with the new podcast thumbnail.
Ugh, Mark.
Yeah, Mark
again. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Mocha knows who Mark is.
Oh, is this that
Mark?
It's Mark.
Nemesis.
I freaking hate that guy.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, he sent me. Yo, he just DM'd me today, too. What did he say?
Did he really?
Yeah, no, I think I deleted it. Because anytime he DMs me,
good for you.
I always like, I look at it, and then I reply with like a snarky comment, and then I hit delete.
Wow, he really gets under your skin.
Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. What's Mark wanting to know, Maria?
All right, he says, with the new podcast thumbnail, does that mean we're either getting the Roz and Mocha TV show, or are we getting another commercial, or was it just a photo shoot they did for the podcast thumbnail?
Talking about the slime.
Yes.
The green slime with the new suits that we're wearing. I'm in yellow, Roz is in orange, and Roz is the one covered in green slime. So if you've noticed the past like week or so, a little bit over a week, we did debut a brand new Roz and Mocha TV commercial. It's a game show, and Roz gets slimed.
Yeah, the premise is like, when we sat down, we were like, what if it's like an unwinnable show where we can sort of capture the feeling? Like, you know what it's like for me and how frustrated I get when we do mouse charades?
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's like, how do you do that, but in a commercial where it's like, it's unwinnable, and then the frustration sort of builds, and then for every wrong answer, I wind up getting slimed, and Mocha comes out of the whole thing perfect, right? Mm. And it was like the craziest commercial to shoot. Like, it was wild. Mocha had just about the easiest day on set he's ever had.
Bro, I watched at one point in the day when they were cleaning up all the slime and resetting and cleaning the set and everything.
Yeah.
I watched like 30 minutes of Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mocha was sitting there watching movies. I couldn't move from where I was because I was standing in like a pool that they built that would catch all the slime over and over and over again when it fell from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So I couldn't move. So all day for like that 11-hour day or whatever it was, I had to stand in one place. Mm-hmm. Right. And then the problem was, is that we were supposed to do the photo shoot the next day. And the slime dyed my hair and my beard green. So they sent me to a hotel after that shoot, and they gave me all this like specialty shampoos and everything to get the green
they
off.
They wanted us to reshoot something.
They wanted us to reshoot something.
But we had to be like 100% clean.
And I wrote them, and I'm like, guys, I can't shoot anything. I've taken 3 showers right now, and I am green.
Yeah.
So there was a point, and you can go back and watch the videos, but there was a point like in the late spring where I had a baseball hat on for 2 weeks during this show, just like turned backwards. And the reason I had that was because my hair was bright green.
Yeah.
Right?
You looked like the Joker.
Yeah. And I had to, and and I had to hide it.
Uh-huh.
So nobody asked me, and my beard was green, but thankfully you didn't see it with the lights and everything else. But yeah, it's so much fun. We're like so happy and proud of the commercial. It's awesome.
Yeah. So it's a new commercial, and yes, we did take photos the very next day, by the way,
yes,
after the commercial shoot. So those photos you'll see like all over social and on our website and pretty much like everywhere, transit, all over the city, billboards. Yeah. That's the new campaign.
There will be a behind the scenes at some point where you'll get to see Roz standing in the thing.
There will be. Yeah.
What else we got today, Maria?
Cool. Mindy says, Maria and her friends are absolutely hilarious when they get together. But I have to ask, how long do you think Roz or Mocha could last in a room with them?
Me? Forever.
Same.
Yep. I'll tell you why. I live with two women, right? True. And I think you're forgetting that 17 years at ET Canada, I would sit on set and in a makeup room for a large part of my day with all women talking the way you and your friends talk. Like, and I either disappear into the background,
yeah,
or you want to have a conversation about why your boobs hurt when you're on your period? I'm game. Let's do it. Right?
Yo, I'll take part. Because I just find it fascinating.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a good time, like fun.
Most of the times I ignore it all. I have the great ability to tune out everything.
Yeah.
Right? I could survive a very long time. And at the end of it, you could say, what went on in there? And I'd go, I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, but it was so loud.
It was. No, I wouldn't even know.
My friends are going to be very excited to know that.
I'm not hanging out.
You're not going to go hang out with us. They're going to be like, invite them.
Hang out with your friends.
I'll hang. I like listening to the conversations. They're fun.
Oh,
you guys are
goodness.
Crazy. What else we got today?
All right. Flykid says, you should end the DM deep dive with your favorite song you played the other time. Roz would get absolutely angry and hate it, but oh well.
What song is that?
You don't remember?
You don't remember the song?
I don't remember. I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, God.
Maria.
Didn't I say this was the worst song I've ever heard?
Yeah.
It is. I still feel that way.
Here's Maria's part right here.
Na 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 na.
Maria wants this to be the theme song now for DM Deep Dive.
Yes, this is it.
We posted the video, the first time that you heard this song, Roz, we posted the video on IG. Man, the comments, it was either like, it was split right down the middle.
Yeah.
Majority in support of Maria and this song.
Mm-hmm.
How was it split down the middle if it was majority?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're
everywhere.
Right. It wasn't split down the middle. Sorry. I screwed that up. It wasn't split down the middle. I was trying to make the guy feel nice. It was majority in support of Maria and this song versus.
So many people have messaged me asking for the name of the song.
Yeah. By the way, the song is Freed from Desire by
Gala.
Gala. G-A-L-A.
It's called the show by the shows. Right?
Wow. Maria didn't even hear what you said, bro.
Oh, I'm tuning it out. It's fine.
That is another wonderful DM deep dive. Keep those DMs coming through. Any of the KISS social accounts that you send them to, they make their way over to Maria, who's dancing her little heart out right now. She will eventually get to those DMs and then bring them to the show, bring them to the radio, have some fun, answer some questions. Maria?
Na 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 na.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM deep dive time. Any of the DMs that you send to any of the KISS social accounts make their way over to Maria, who then brings them to the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Angelique sent in this nice question. Could I get a three-song medley from each of you in your favorite music genre? So the best three songs you can come up with in any genre. Love your taste and would love to see what you guys come up with.
First of all, that would take way too long. For each of us to go through three separate songs?
Yeah.
Not going to happen. But I think what this person wants, Angelique, is wants us to sing a song. That's what I'm gathering.
What?
What?
No. Yeah.
Doesn't want us to sing a song?
No.
What do they want?
Could I get a three-song medley from each of you in your favorite music genre?
I think they just want you to name three songs in your favorite music genre, isn't
it? No, it sounds like singing.
Yeah,
singing?
To me it sounds like song they medley. Want, they want
medley
us to sing.
No, medley doesn't mean sing.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
It can.
Oh, yeah.
Not exclusively.
When we're
so are
exciting,
we singing?
Oh, you want to sing, Maria?
Are we going to sing? What are we going
to
sing?
You want me to just like on the spot combine three songs?
Shem saw this question earlier and came in right before we started the DM deep dive and handed me a piece of paper with song lyrics and said, if we're going to do this and we are going to sing a song, I have a song in mind that I think everyone should do together.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
What the hell is this? First of all, this is very long that you just handed to me.
Oh, you know what? I used to play the song on Guitar Hero. I'm ready for it.
Do we need to print it in bigger font for you, Roz? You look confused.
It's already giant. How big do you need this?
That's what she said.
Also, I don't mean to nitpick the lyrical sheet here, but like the margins on this are a little questionable.
What do you mean?
How did you even print this? Who prints that far over to the side of the page? It's very like it's like disconcerting. Like
this is what you're worried about right now?
It makes me uncomfortable looking at a margin that close.
What are you talking about?
Look at how close the font is to the margins. Nobody, a psychopath printed this.
Shane is a psychopath.
Just saving paper, man.
Who prints like this?
What's wrong with it?
That's not right.
I guess Shem's trying to say you can cut the other half of the paper.
Just so you know, on this piece of paper that's printed, it's all the lyrics to a song. And at the top margin, the side margin from the font, there's maybe quarter inch. Maybe quarter inch. That's too close.
Is that not enough for you?
No.
You want more space?
Yes. I need way more than quarter inch.
Shut up.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Hey.
Living on a Prayer, by the way, Bon Jovi.
Shem, are you going to count us in or something?
Oh, I guess I have to, right?
Is this it? No, is it going to start right here?
Right here?
No. 3, 2, 1, go.
No,
Tommy used to work
yet.
On
this dog. Not yet, guys. It's not yet.
It's a rock from the 80s.
It's not yet.
The intros are super long.
Here we go.
Tommy used to work on the dog. You just made us strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough. Working for her man, she brings home her pay for love. For love. She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love.
I can't look at this piece of paper anymore. I gotta hand that back to you. It's disgusting.
Wow, you're really triggered by those margins, huh?
Yeah. We crushed that.
What are the DMs we got today, Maria?
All right. Farhad fun. Says, what's your most watched movie?
Oh, boy. Great question. Do you have an answer, Maria?
Honestly, I think I'm gonna have to say Shrek.
Oh, classic. I love that movie so much.
I love it.
To toss it between Devil Wears Prada and 13 Going on 30.
Oh, wow. Same movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Cheesecake?
Probably Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Great and that
movie.
Was a Shawshank Redemption.
Andy's heart grew two sizes.
What would you say is your most watched movie, Roz?
When I was in about grades 7 and 8, for those 2 years, I would go every day after school to a friend's house, and we would watch Conan the Barbarian.
With Schwarzenegger,
uh-huh. The original one. Right? It had everything. It had action. It had beasts. It had boobs. Mm-hmm. It had Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. It was the perfect movie.
Sure.
And we watched that every single day after school for about 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if I've topped that movie ever. And I don't know if I ever will. Like, I'm not joking. Every single day after school, we'd go to his place.
Yeah.
Get a can of Pepsi, bag of salt and vinegar chips, sit on his couch, watch Conan, and then I would be home for dinner by the time it finished.
I don't know, Scarface, Back to the Future, Star Wars. I couldn't tell you exactly which movie, but it's got to be like one of those
three. I think my second one would be Die Hard.
Oh, great movie.
The first Die Hard, just because we watch it every Christmas. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to think of another movie that we watch annually, and I've been watching Die Hard annually more than I've been watching sort of other holiday movies
annually. And you could say Home Alone.
Oh, well, but I couldn't because it doesn't...
No, you as in everyone.
You...
What? I'm really confused.
Yes. Don't forget about the annual ones. Don't forget about the ones you watch at Christmas. Because that's years you've been doing that.
Oh, the Grinch. Right? I watch the Grinch a lot.
I would say, yeah, it's either the Grinch or Elf then.
Elf, right.
Or Polar Express.
Yes. Is the one with Tom Hanks, the end of Polar
Express? I haven't
seen that one. Yeah. That's a great movie.
That's a weird movie,
It's
though.
A great movie.
No one blinks in that movie.
No.
Right. Maybe they don't, but if you hear the bell, you believe.
Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you're sending in to us. We do the DDM deep dive.
Oh, Christmas with the Cranks, then.
On the show every single day.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
DM deep dive, part of the show where we go through and see what you are saying to us behind the scenes.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Steven says, I have a dating advice request for Maria. On a Hinge profile, what prompts would you suggest to include on a guy's profile and what type of pics would you want to see? Also, if I posted a pic of a spanakopita or a gyro, would I get a second look from a Greek girl?
Yeah, okay. This is so targeted towards you.
What? No, Steve, first of all, it's not like putting a piece of cheese in front of a dog. I'm not on bait. Okay.
Steven is trying so hard to shoot his shot.
So hard.
We see right through you, Steven.
So hard.
Like,
do you want to answer, Maria? What gets a look? Are you even on?
I am not on any dating app.
You're not on
any. No. I am not on any dating apps. Yeah.
Since I was
on for a brief moment, I'd say maybe like 5 months ago.
Yeah. Okay. Right,
like,
and then
week.
What happened? And then what happened?
I just did not. I don't.
What else happened?
Nothing. I didn't go on a date.
No, but you
did go on a trip.
I did go on a trip.
And then what happened?
Nothing. I went on a trip.
And then what happened?
And I got tanned.
And then what happened?
Nothing happened.
And then what happened?
You detailed about meeting that bartender.
Yes, Kay, I met Mykonos man, but that's fine. But yes. Nothing. It's very cash.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you want to answer this guy's
sure,
question?
Sure, I'll help him out.
Because I'm sure, like, do you and your girls talk about, are any of your friends
We talk about this all the time.
Okay, go.
What pics would you want to see? I'll go with what pics we don't want to see. That narrows it down.
Okay.
No pictures with you with a dead animal or a fish in your hand. We don't care that you caught a salmon fishing. We don't care. Okay. It's not cute. Uh-huh. If you have all your pictures with you and seven people, it automatically just throws us off because we don't know which one you are.
Okay.
Judgy.
It is. Yeah, I am judgy.
Shows that they have friends.
The one with the guy.
Yeah, great. Shows that you're friends, but also it could just show that you think you're insecure, so you have to post pictures with other people instead of just yourself.
Judgy. Right? Okay, yeah.
What else?
The prompts, you have to have things that are going to interact conversation. So you have to like put like a little debate, or if you're going to use there's like a voice note feature now, don't be weird. Don't say something weird on the voice note feature.
Can you explain the prompts? I don't know what that means, the prompts.
So on Hinge, you basically have like three photos or four photos, six, I can't remember now. It's between 4 to 6 photos. And then you have three prompts. So the prompts could either be a voice note, they could be a question, they could be like my favorite thing to do on the weekend is, or like...
And then you're supposed to answer that?
Either you like the prompt or you can reply to the prompt or they can. So Hinge goes both ways.
Yeah.
Like you could, the girl could like or the guy could like.
Okay.
And then you match.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. Didn't know that. Had no idea.
Yeah. This would be funny. Be good.
Would he get a reply from you if he did all these things?
I don't know.
Oh, hold on now. That's not a no.
Well, I mean, if it was funny, I don't know what he looks like. No offense.
Like if he put a spanakopita on there. Pikita, how do you say that?
Spanakopita.
Spanakopita. And a gyro on there. Mm-hmm. Would he get a reply from you?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Sorry, Steven. Ain't gonna happen. Okay. Next DM.
Victor says, do you listen to music when you're at home doing tasks? If so, what do you listen to?
We have music playing in our house all the time. Like from the time I get home, I crank up the Sonos. And even if it doesn't have to necessarily be loud, mm-hmm. but just on in the background, I always have music playing. And it's a big mix. Sometimes I'm listening to some reggae. Sometimes I'm listening to like 90s R&B. Sometimes I got like an EDM playlist. Sometimes I have like a chill playlist or just an album, a random. Like I listen to like different things throughout the entire day.
I'll get home sometimes, and if Catherine will sometimes have the show on the radio in the living room, and she'll just leave it on. And even when she's gone, she'll just leave it on. So I often come home and this station is on and I turn it off. But do I like sit and listen to music? I like to sit and listen to music. But if I put something on, even if it's just kind of generic, Catherine like appreciates it for a little while. She likes mm-hmm. the vibe, but then after not that long, she's like, can you turn this down or can you turn it off? Because it just, I think that it gets to her having that kind of, not energy, but like there's no, with no silence.
Sure.
Right. I think that she likes when there's moments of silence and when there's constantly music on, she can't settle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, for example, yesterday, Jenna came home from work, right? And yeah. I was like helping preparing dinner or whatever. And Cruz was like in his playroom and I had like a, like an EDM playlist going, right?
Yeah.
I was enjoying it, having a good time. And she came home. She had like the longest day ever.
Yeah.
And she walked right over to the speaker and yeah. like turned it off and was like, do you mind if we just like just sit in silence while we eat? Like not sit in
yes.
silence, like
yes.
have a conversation, yeah. right? Let me tell you about my day. Yeah. But like with no music. Cause like I said, yeah. music is always, when I'm at home, yeah. music is always on.
And you had an EDM playlist going.
Yeah. yeah.
And then you had to tell her, shh, don't eat the carrots. They're laced with acid. You're really not going to love dinner then.
Do you guys have music playing at home, Maria?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I actually listen to a lot of Greek music when I'm home.
Oh, that's nice.
I think I'm turning into my dad.
Yeah.
But, you know, like there's always music playing in my house at least. Or if like if my parents are out and I want to play like an EDM playlist that like my dad will roll his eyes and grunt if he hears, I'll play it then.
Yeah.
And I'll just put him on blast. But I always have to have music on, whether it's like I'm getting ready, I'm in the shower, music's on, do it cooking. Like there's music 24/7 around me.
I have a speaker. I got to put a speaker in our bathroom.
Yeah.
Mocha, take a guess. You listen to music at home, Shem? Don't say what. Okay. Yep. Mocha, take a guess on what both Maury and Shem would listen to at home. Like after a long day doing this show, both exhausted, they both walk into their condos. What does Maury put on? What does Shem put on?
I'm going to say Cheesecake at home will put on after a very long day at work mm-hmm. or a very long day in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think he unwinds to either a soca playlist mm-hmm. or to the most ratchet ass hip hop that you could find on any playlist.
Okay, now damn it, Maury.
I think Maury will listen to like a 70s or 80s playlist.
Oh, interesting. But like things that we would know, like a Madonna, because it's very easy to say Maury would listen to Madonna, but I don't think that's the case.
I don't think he listens to as much of that stuff at home. I think he would put on a playlist of like 70s or 80s.
Okay, so damn it, Maury, what do you listen to?
So during the day we have on a playlist for, it's called Calming Music for Dogs. And at night we listen to 60s and 70s soul.
There you, perfect. Mocha, yeah, you got it. Shem?
Definitely ratchet.
Oh, there
ratchet
we go.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
There you go. That's your DM deep dive for today. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
All right, DM deep dive time, y'all.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Jessica says, if you had to give up coffee or alcohol, which one would you choose?
I've actually haven't had a coffee in about 8 days, nine days now.
Why? By choice?
Yep.
Why?
Just stop drinking coffee.
Any reason? Or you just woke up one day or 8 days said, I'm not doing this anymore.
I had a tea one day, like a green tea, ginger green tea.
Yeah.
Really quite enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
And because I have one going with me all during the show mm-hmm. and I keep, if I'm at home, I'll have just like a coffee going. I can drink a tea longer than I can drink a coffee.
Really?
Like I can keep a tea going in like a Yeti mug all day.
Yeah.
But with a coffee, I get to a point of where I've just had enough coffee and then every sip kind of grosses me out.
Mm.
So I just stop drinking. Really? I stop drinking coffee.
Do you think you'll go back?
No.
Like even the smell of coffee.
No, I'm fine. Like I like coffee. I don't dislike coffee, but I have not had a coffee in over a week and I don't feel any kind of way about it.
Mm.
Don't miss it. Nothing.
Well, if I had to give up, I'm giving up coffee.
Yeah.
I'm keeping alcohol in my life.
Yes.
Not that I have a problem, but
no.
I would definitely give up coffee.
Of course.
Oh my God, no.
No, you would. Well, you don't even drink, Maury.
I barely drink. I'm a coffee snob.
Yeah. A snob? Like what?
Oh, I grind my beans at home.
When Matthew's around or when he leaves?
Don't answer that. Maria,
this is really tough for me.
Oh, I grind.
Okay. Sure, pal.
Sure.
Such a liar, bro. That ain't a flex.
The poor dog's locked in the bathroom, scratching the door. Maury's out there grinding his beans.
Oh, God.
10 seconds later, the dog comes out. Finally.
10 seconds.
Maria, what you giving up? Coffee or alcohol?
Because
you love both.
I love both a lot. Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
Uh-huh.
Not because I have a problem, but because...
No, don't copy my answer.
No, I'm just saying, not because I have a problem. It's because, like, you know, you go to a wedding, go out for dinner. Like, I love my wine.
Yeah.
I love my tequila. I love a good time.
Cheesecake. Well,
I don't drink either.
Yeah,
you don't drink either of them, yeah. So you can't answer that.
Okay, wait. No. If you had to give up apple juice
or... He only really drinks apple juice.
Oh, no, doesn't he drink like... You don't drink like a pop or something or some type of pop?
Sometimes ginger ale. But no, I'm never giving up apple juice.
Okay.
So apple juice all day.
All day, baby.
Damn. Keeping a gangster. All right. What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Yana says, do you feel that you have a healthy relationship with social media?
Maria!
Yes.
Why don't you take this one?
Okay. I will say I have a healthy relationship with social media because I don't revolve my life around it. Uh-huh. Like, I don't post something just to see how many likes and views and comments I get. I've never been like that, and I never will be like that.
Yep.
And I try to, you know, when I'm out with my friends, yeah, I'll post here and there, but I try not to make the entire night about, like, taking a photo for social media.
Sure.
I will say I do have a very unhealthy relationship with TikTok.
Right. We all would say that, Maria.
Too many hours.
Darren Moore, you have a very, I would say, unhealthy relationship with social media.
Yeah. No, my obsession with TikTok and likes and everything like that. So, no, it's not good.
Because you still will delete something if it doesn't get the kind of action that you think it should, right? Or you've not done that in a while?
I haven't done that. I don't care. Like, it's
But
fine.
You used to very much.
Oh, absolutely.
You would have something. Maury would post something at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and if he didn't get good action on it by 4, it would be gone. You'd never see it again.
But you go in and you delete comments, though.
Not as much anymore, but I'll delete... ones that are like hate speech or something like that. Yeah. I'll go in and do
but
that.
But you also, you find a lot, like you have historically found incredible validation in social media.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Where it would, you would have days where it would make you feel great about yourself and you would have days where you would let it, you would feel terrible about yourself.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
I think the best way is to remind yourself that it's literally just an app.
No, it's so much more.
But it's just an, but it is just an app.
No,
and social media is just a false representation of a lot of people's lives. It's fun to post, but it's not the whole thing.
No, it's everything.
Okay, this is, you should really
talk to
someone.
You're not
going to
win, Maria. Yeah. Talking to a brick wall.
I don't think Maury's not alone in that feeling.
No.
Like, at all.
But that's why I try to be a healthy advocate for social media, like showing that, like, it's not everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really is.
And where do you show that? On social media?
No, I'll talk to people like this. I'm showing it now. Am I trying to have a conversation?
Okay, I'm joking. Come on now.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Abina says, are you a minimalist when it comes to belongings in your home? If you're not, could you ever see yourself being one?
Maria?
I'd like to think I am.
But?
My online orders don't say the same.
Thank you. That's where I was going with making that statement.
Should have seen how many dresses I bought for a wedding.
How many?
Up.
Oh my God.
How many?
So I bought one in store and then I ordered 4 online.
Uh-huh.
And then I tried them all on.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up picking one.
And then the other ones, you take them back?
Yeah. I mean, I've done this before where like I forget about the return or I'm too lazy about the return and then I end up with 17 different pairs of dresses. It's happened before.
And then you don't ever wear them?
I'll find an excuse to wear them. I'll just give them away. I'll give it to my friends.
Roz?
I don't have a lot of stuff. Like, I don't hang on to things. I've said it before. I don't have really things in my life that are sentimental or whatever. Mm-hmm. I purge stuff all the time or I try to. I don't even have, like, clothes that are very sentimental anymore. So, no, I don't keep a lot of stuff. Like, I would say I'm a minimalist, but I do like having things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not like I dislike things. We love playing games, and sometimes the games get too big for the cabinet, so we stack them underneath the cabinet. Does it look pretty? No. But guess what? I'm not cleaning out those games, not getting rid of any games because we like the games. So I have no problem living with stacked games underneath the cabinet. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm like
fine
that
with
like
that.
A lot of like jerseys and stuff. Like for me, like I cannot get rid of every jersey I own. And I have 100 of them.
Oh, wow. Really?
Are they like folded up or are they hung on hangers?
I have some hung. I have some in drawers. Like I've held on to every, especially with TFC, I've held on to every piece of clothing I've gotten.
Really?
For 8 years.
Wow.
And I have them in drawers and cabinets. Like every time I go to a media event, I keep all of my media credentials. Like those are the type of things that I like to keep. So I wouldn't say I'm a minimalist that way either. I mean, I'm just not a minimalist at this point.
if you turn my computer up for a second, I actually have audio of Maury grinding his beans.
Oh God, what?
Oh my God.
Don't ask me how I got that.
Thank you for all of the DMs that you have sent in to us. This is so much fun. We have a blast every single day. Keep them coming in. All the DMs go to Maria, and Maria brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.